Welcome to the Yolanda Shoshana podcast, where I get into lifestyle, pop culture, food, libations, advice, and a little bit of magic. Now, let's get wicked. Hey, hey, thanks so much for joining me on my podcast that's all about helping you live life through your senses. On this episode, I want to talk to you about something that's a little witchy and sensual. It's Anisette. National Anisette Day is July 2nd, so it's time to get in formation. If you're not familiar, it's a sweet but potent French liqueur made from aniseed. Some of you may have heard of Sambuca, which is essentially an Italian version of an anisette. Let's take a step back and talk about anise for a second. It grew wild in the Mediterranean and is known as one of the oldest spice plants. It was used in Egypt as far back as 1500 BC, and it was even mentioned in the Bible. Anise tastes a lot like licorice, smells a bit like it too. In fact, the oil distilled from the plant is what gives licorice candy its flavor. Many of the Greek and Roman authors talked about anise and spoke of the cultivation and uses. Germans were really into anise because they thought it had a lot of medicine value. In the 1800s, they would use anise to flavor their household breads. They would use the whole aniseeds. But over the centuries, people started using anise for a lot of different reasons. Some thought it would ward off the evil eye. Some believed that it increased the milk flow of nursing mothers. It cured epilepsy. It was a good antidote to snake bites and scorpion stings. And my favorite reason for using it was that it was thought of as an aphrodisiac. I know I love the smell of it. It's kind of sexy to me. In Native American cultures, it was and still is used as a laxative, and it's known as an appetite suppressant. Some people even believe that if you put anise under your pillow, it would keep away nightmares. There are other people who still to this day use it for sore throats, coughing, bronchitis, congestion, because as I've said, a lot of people use it during the fall and winter. Now, witches have particular uses for anise. During the fall and winter, we love to use it for purification, cleansing, and dream potions. Who doesn't love a good dream potion? Which now brings me back to anisette, the liqueur. Now it's mainly consumed in Mediterranean countries like Spain, Italy, Portugal, and France. It is colorless and it contains sugar, but it's known as the sweet cousin of absinthe. So if you like absinthe, this is probably something that you would really enjoy. A fun and interesting thing about anisette is it has the distinction of being one of the first commercially produced liqueurs. So anise was a thing. Everybody wanted a piece of it. And that production started in 1755. The company that claims to be the first people to produce anise liqueur is Marie Brizard. There's nothing to really back up the claim, but more than likely it's true because back in the day, Marie was popping off liqueurs and spirits and all types of things. She was the boss. So more than likely, I'm gonna accept their claim. So how do you enjoy anisette? Which is a great question. You can enjoy it straight, of course. You can also enjoy it on ice. You can put it in your coffee. You know, adding things to coffee is always fun. But you can also mix it with other things in a cocktail. You can also mix it with some water to give it that milky feel and give it that absinthe feel. So those are a few ways. If you don't want to drink it in a libation, another way to enjoy anisette is through cooking. There are people who love to bake with it. Cookies, cakes, ice cream, and other desserts. So maybe you want to use it for baking instead, or maybe in a sauce of some sort. There's lots of ways to get creative. So you don't have to wait until the winter or fall to enjoy anisette. You can enjoy it now in the summertime. Well, it's the summertime in the U.S. It might be another season depending on where you are in the world, but you can get it in now. Let me know if you have a favorite brand. I'm very curious. I will say, if you are going to try Anisette for the first time, make sure it's a pretty good brand, because if you get a bad brand, you're going to think you don't like it. And it may not be that you don't like Anisette, you just may have tasted a crappy one. As we know, not all wines, spirits, and liqueurs are created equal. So go for something good. If you're out and about, because now a lot of people are going back to restaurants, next time you're at a French or an Italian restaurant, try a little anisette after your meal. I would trust a French restaurant, an Italian restaurant, if you don't know which one to select. Let me know how that goes, and thank you so much for tuning in. And until next time, peace, love, and cheers.